Welcome to Standing Strong Ministries podcast with Dr. Sean Strong. We hope that you are encouraged by today's message.
We are so glad you're here joining us on this wonderful wonderful show today. It's going to be amazing. I believe God is going to richly bless us and strengthen us. And I want to just do a couple of quick announcements. If you've not had a chance to download our app, please do so. You can do that at the Google Play or the Apple App Store. And what I love about it is it gives you a chance to really connect with us and stay connected with us. You can download our app and enable push notifications. If you would do that for us, that would really help us. That would make sure that you keep up with what's going on. You would get announcements about the show. There are times that we are literally not in a place that we are able to do the show, but we try to be here live Monday through Friday every week, and we want to be a blessing to you. And I know God is going to strengthen us and encourage us and really allow the power and the anointing of God to flow into your life. Also, we are heading to Pastor Ronnie Tomlinson's church in Jacksonville, Florida. We are going to be there starting Sunday. And if you're in the Jacksonville area, the Florida area, and you want to drive up and be with us on a service or two, you're in that Florida area, man, try to make it out. I believe God will richly bless us, strengthen you, strengthen me, and we're better together than we are apart. And just want to get right into the show. So we are in our part two of our wonderful series called Seeking God. And yesterday I talked to you about seeking the Lord for who he is. And our key scripture that we're going to do in every one of these videos is Psalms chapter 14 and verse number 2. The Lord looked down from heaven upon all of the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. So I really feel like that, you know, God is saying here, David's writing, and if you actually go up into verse 1, you get a little more explanation, but the fool has said in his heart, there is no God, that they are corrupt, they have done abominable works, there is none doeth good. And then the Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. So, you know, the first thing that you need to understand, a fool doesn't seek the Lord, but a wise man will. Isn't that powerful? A wise man will seek the Lord, a man who knows there is a God. I don't understand how you can go in life and see the things that God has done and not know that there is a God. I've seen him do too many things. I've seen him do amazing things in our lives and in our families' lives, in our ministry, to not know that there is a God. So the number one key is we must seek the Lord for who he is. That was yesterday. Today, I'm going to be talking to you about seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And I want to give you just a really powerful, powerful background here in the next few minutes of what I really feel that you need to understand. Matthew 6:33 says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things will be added unto you." What things? All things. I think we have to understand that. What things? He's meaning all things. And so I really want to encourage you, and I really want to tell you that there is an opportunity for you to really seek the Lord in this dimension and season in your life. And when you seek the Lord, great things are going to happen, because anytime that you seek God's kingdom and his righteousness, you have to understand right there, God is telling you something divinely important. There is an equation to this. I want you to catch that. If you're taking notes, you're writing this down, you're putting these in the comment section, there is an equation to this. And so I want to encourage you, and I want to tell you that the power of God moves and flows in your life, and there is an equation to that happening. It doesn't just show up. We got to get out of our minds and get out of our hearts and our mindsets that it just happens. Nothing just happens in life. There is an equation to all things being added unto you. So, my first thing that I want to tell you today, the first thing that I want to write to you and tell you about this is this. If there's not addition happening, there's probably not enough seeking going on. I'm going to say that again. If there's not enough happening, if you're not seeing the right addition, then probably, in my opinion, in my humble opinion, I feel like that you need to understand this valuable thing. That means probably something good is missing from you seeking the Lord. If you're not seeking Him right, I believe there's not enough addition. Now, we understand that there are some seasons in life, there are some moments in life that everything begins to just kind of stagnate. I understand that. I'm not talking about that. What I am talking to you about is this. The moment that you understand that I seek the Lord and the right things come into my life because I'm seeking Him, then drastic things begin to change. So, I want you to understand that you must see addition. And if there's not addition, there's probably not the right seeking. Okay? Then I want you to understand the valuable concept of what you're seeking. So first you seek God for who He is. You seek His face. You seek His character. You seek everything about Him. That's a powerful thought that we got to get back to in this culture. And then you have to understand that there's things inside of God that we seek. The first one is His kingdom. Well, what do we know what the kingdom of God is? For the kingdom of God is joy, righteousness, and peace in the Holy Ghost. So there it is. I want to talk to you about the first two, or the two out of the three is joy, righteousness, and peace. So I want to talk to you about joy and peace. The joy of the Lord is your strength. So if you're taking notes, I want you to write this down. I've got to be joyful in the Lord so my strength will always stay established. I really feel like that we have come to a place in our lives that we have become miserable Christians and not joyful ones. I want to say that again. I don't understand, in a world of depression, in a world of suicide at an all-time high, how in the world we cannot understand the power of being joyful Christians. And I just want to say this to you. You know, I just want to make sure that you understand when I tell you that God is looking for a people to be full of joy, that means He's looking for you. That means He is wanting you to understand that I have got to come to a place in my life that joy is established. Joy is established. We seek God, the kingdom of His righteousness. Okay, so you seek joy and then you get peace. I want you to understand that there is something to be said about peace that is so underrated in our culture right now. It blows my mind. It's almost like the more chaos that there is, the happier that the world is. But for Christians, to me, it should be that the more peace that we see, the greater our lives should be. Why is that? Because the Bible teaches us that peace rules as an umpire. So imagine this. You're sitting there, you're at a baseball game, and an umpire does one thing. What does he do? He decides if there's strikes, if there's balls, he decides if there's a home run. He's watching the game. He's watching the whole field to see if everything is going to be just like it needs to be. So understand something, that the moment that you start letting peace rule as an umpire in your life, that is actually in one of the epistles. So you have to understand that peace rules as an umpire. So if it's ruling as an umpire and you're not seeing peace in your life, listen to me carefully. Something is wrong. Something is wrong. That means somewhere in our lives, and what we're doing, the kingdom isn't accessible. And if the kingdom isn't accessible, then something is off. Something is not where it needs to be. So joy and peace are those two main things in seeking His kingdom and His righteousness, that all of these things that shall be added unto you. So what is the kingdom of God? We're gonna say that again. It's joy, righteousness, peace in the Holy Ghost. So, which leads me to my last part today, the righteousness of God in Christ. There is something to be said. There's two things that we need to know. First of all, that Jesus is our righteousness. Okay, I understand that. I do not believe that that entails that we no longer struggle and strive to seek the right living that God has required from us. Listen to me. You and I have a responsibility. You and I have a responsibility to live right. To number one, we show the world who Jesus is, right? And then number two, excuse me, having a little technical problem right here. And then number two, we allow God and we allow everyone around us to see the God shining out of us. So one of the things that I am concerned with is that we want everybody else to live right, but we get to judge what they're doing. We get to judge your live right. But I want to say this to you. Character matters. Your character matters more than the other person's character. There's a lot of people right now that are concerned with what I'm doing, and what they ought to be is concerned with what they're doing. Vice versa in your life. There's a lot of people that you're concerned with that you don't even need to be concerning yourself with their actions. You concern yourself with how you live, how you walk, how you act, how you do, and watch God bless you. Hear my words. Watch God bless you. I want us to get to a place that all we care about is seeking the Lord. And when we seek the Lord, everything in our lives begin to change. Why is that? Because I believe at this moment in time, I believe that the power of God is in one powerful thing, seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all of these things being added unto you. It is imperative that you understand that the joy of the Lord is your strength. Living right matters, and walking in the peace of God is one of the greatest things that you can ever do. Those three things unlock a powerful thing. All of these things being added unto you. Isn't that a powerful equation? There's such an equation there that you and I can grab a hold of. That you and I can grab a hold of that one thing, and it changes our world forever. So, I want to encourage you today that whatever you do, however, wherever you are in your life, that you seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you. Please, please do me a favor. Please do me a favor. Let the Lord get involved in your life. Let the Lord get involved when it comes to seeking him. And when you seek the Lord and his righteousness, all of these things shall be added unto you. I want to richly tell you today that there is a powerful God that we serve. There is a powerful King that you and I serve. And in that serving him, in that honoring him, in that cherishing him, I believe that we get three things. We get joy, we get living right down, and we get the spirit of peace in our lives. And I believe that this is the season that you seek the God, you seek God's kingdom and his righteousness, and all of these things will be added unto you. Well, listen, I want to encourage you today, and I want to tell you that we love you. We are praying for you. We are believing God for your power, your supernatural experience. And I want you to know that God loves you. He cares for you. He is infatuated with you. And I want you to know that we here at SSM care for you dramatically. And I want you to know that God is about to do something supernatural and powerful in your life. And whatever you do, remember this powerful thing. You ready? This is important. Something powerful and supernatural is going to happen in your life. Enjoy your day. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your family. Enjoy your friends. Enjoy your coffee. Enjoy the Word of God. And we will see you right back here Monday on another edition of Stronger Every Day. Be blessed. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for joining us. We hope that you were encouraged by today's message. If you would like to partner with us monthly or sow a seed into our ministry, you can download the Standing Strong Ministries app on Google Play or the App Store, or you can send it to Post Office Box 602, Lebanon, Missouri, 65536. Thank you and have a wonderful day.